This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Larry Bluestein, Danny Garcia, taking you up until 8 o'clock this evening. Again, glad you could be with us. We thank in our first two segments, Corey Bender joining us from Gators Online, and also Namari Brantley, FAU commitment. And I'll tell you what, when he gets to FAU, people are going to be very surprised. I don't think anybody's paying as much attention to him as they should. He's a big-time kid, and he's got that natural leadership. Speaking about natural leadership, over the weekend, the Under Armour Next Future 50 got together for the annual event at IMG in Bradenton. Some of the best football players from the class of 2026, those are kids that are going to be juniors, were on hand for not only for an opportunity to show off their skills, but they played flag football. They did a bunch of drills, tug of war, water balloon toss, and a lot of everything going on. And somebody who's been at everything, and he does this better than anybody and has shown over the last couple of years that he has no rival when it comes to recruiting. Andrew Ivins is kind enough to join us from 247 Sports. Andrew, thanks so much for taking the time. I know that your wife must have you on a tracker because you're everywhere.
Yeah, over at IMG Academy over the weekend for, like you said, the Future 50 event, kind of the last one before the holiday, but just another busy weekend in a off season that never slows down.
Yeah, and you get an opportunity, and it's a good thing that you get an opportunity, some of the best talent for the next rising class. I know right now the 2025s are, you know, committing on a daily basis. You know, Florida just had a big one today, and Miami over the last week has done extremely well. When you go to these events like this, and you know as well as I do, obviously a lot of them are, you know, taking place in shorts and T-shirt, but you get a chance to see a lot of talent from every corner of the country. Talk about that, because you know, back in the day, you could read about these athletes and you could hypothetically say, well, I'd like to see Noah Grubbs go against this defensive back or that. Now you're getting an opportunity because they're coming from Las Vegas, they're coming from Virginia and Texas, and obviously Florida. Talk about that. What you look for when you go to an event like this?
Well, it's like you said, shirts and shorts, but I think for us at 247 Sports, I mean, everything is an evaluation. Everything's a data point, and I always say it. I mean, it's a small chapter in a book on these prospects. I think a lot of people, when they look at, you know, the recruiting industry and the rankings, they think it's in a vacuum, right? We just rank these kids based on where they're offered. But in reality, I mean, most of the kids, by the time they sign with the school of their choice or you know, they're committing to a college before their senior season, we've been scouting them for 2-3 years, depending on the individual. And we see them at these different events. I think for the Future 50, what is so, you know, what was unique is just seeing how these guys interact, how they compete, you know, how they're kind of wired. I mean, that is something that sometimes you can't always see when you watch the tape, right? You don't have any idea how these kids respond to coaching, how they respond to adversity if something doesn't go wrong. And I think it's also fun to just kind of see, all right, you get the top 10 quarterbacks in the country together, you know, who's the alpha in that group? Who's the one where the other kids are looking towards him and kind of nervous about him going through drills? So really it was at specifically, you know, the quarterbacks. I mentioned it. They had, I think, seven kids throwing, and the quarterback recruiting has gotten just so accelerated. I mean, when we talk about the class of 2026, I think we're already up to 17 quarterbacks that have made verbal commitments. That includes six of the top 10 ranked quarterbacks for us. So, you know, this time last year, they're in the class of 2025, that's going to be the guys playing their senior seasons. There was only one quarterback that had made his decision. And now you got, like I said, 17. So that,
wow,
that process has gotten just so accelerated here this year.
No doubt. Andrew Ivins joins us, 24/7 Sports. You brought out a good point because you guys are at everything. You get an opportunity to see some of this talent. And very seldom does a player like Derek Cooper emerge, because here's a guy, and I'll say it because I know 90% of the people never had heard about him coming into the Under Armour camp at Ives Estates this year. They watched him. They saw him coming out of the backfield paired against a linebacker, and they said, who is this guy? Derek Cooper was the MVP of the boys' flag football tournament up there, and this kid has taken off, Andrew, and you know you've watched a very seldom used player at Cardinal Gibbons, and then makes his move over to Chaminade Madonna. Probably, and he'll rise, I'm sure, in yours, to, by the time he graduates, a top 10 to 15 kid nationally. Talk about him.
Yeah, he's one of the more, I think, fun players to know in South Florida when it comes to the youngsters. You know, everyone thinks he's a running back. I think he might be a safety or a linebacker, and he was a two-way kid at Cardinal Gibbons there as a sophomore. We'll see what he's going to do as a junior at Chaminade Madonna, which lost a lot of offensive pieces. I mean, Jeremiah Smith, he's at Ohio State. You got JoJo Trader, who's at Miami. You got Cedric Bailey, who's at NC State. All those guys made some waves this spring. So they're going to need a new kind of go-to playmaker on offense. I think it could be Derek Cooper. But again, I kind of like him on defense, just how he flows downhill, how he locates the football. He's a guy that makes plays. And, you know, Georgia, I was talking with someone in their building. Derek Cooper was committed to the Bulldogs, I think, for about 48 hours last month. but those coaches there are trying to figure out where they want to use him. Would it be on offense? Would it be on defense? He's one of the, I think, more, like, again, just kind of polarizing players, and certainly a name to know, and what I think is shaping up to be a really strong class, not only in South Florida, but the Sunshine State for that 2026 cycle.
Yeah, no doubt. And like I said, I had a chance to watch him. And we didn't mention Davion Gause, who went to North Carolina, who was a really good back for them as well. And I had a chance to watch Derek in the spring game. They played each other in the spring game, and he carried 10 times for 150 yards and running against a pretty good defense. And yeah, you're right, though. Everybody sees him. I think he's going to be a safety linebacker. He's going to grow. He's, you know, he's a good sized kid already at what, 6'1", 200 pounds, maybe a little bit bigger coming up. But I agree. Before I let you go, Dia Bell, Denarius Gray also went to the event. How'd they look?
Yeah, Denarius Gray. I mean, I just mentioned that Chaminade Madonna prep offense. That's a kid that had to play behind those upperclassmen wide receivers. This is the second time I had seen him, you know, this offseason. He was also at the overtime OT7 finals, which is a collection of all the top 7-on-7 teams. And he continues to kind of turn heads. He's committed to Auburn. You know, not a ton of production so far, but there hasn't been a ton of targets to go around. I think if you're looking for a player in South Florida to kind of have a breakout junior campaign, I would be buying stock in him. Just the combination of his size, he's very aggressive at the catch point. You know, he attacks the football. And I think, you know, him and Derek Cooper, it's going to be a new look offense, but he's certainly a name to know. With Dia Bell, I thought he was one of the most consistent quarterbacks there. You know, we have him ranked really high nationally. There was also the number one player in the class there, Faison Brandon, a five-star quarterback. He was probably my favorite of the group, but right behind him was Dia Bell. And then I thought Will Griffin, who's at Tampa Jesuit, he had a good day. I thought Brady Hart, who's at Coco, had a good day. And then Noah Grubbs, out of Lake Mary, he actually won the quarterback accuracy challenge that they had at the end of the camp.
Did we lose him? Okay, I guess we lost him. But that's okay. I appreciate Andrew. I don't know what happened. Probably got disconnected. But follow him anytime you can. 247. It's Andrew Ivins. Please check him out. He's extremely, as you could tell, he's a resource for information, not just in South Florida, but throughout the entire country. That's going to wrap up hour number one. Please do not go away. We got four really good guests coming up in the next hour. Starting off will be Coach Raymond Woody Jr., the head coach at Bethune-Cookman. We'll see you in a few.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.